in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Hey, I hope all of you had a very enjoyable and fun holiday weekend. I know I did, but it's great to be back in the saddle with you. What unbelievable weather, too, huh? These past several days. It was hard to, it was hard to think football, although I did think like training camp football because it's usually really hot. That 90-some-odd degree day that we had was it Monday? I mean, that's the kind of day that you generally expect on those typical August, those dog days that we have here in Berea at training camp, and that's where my head was. But more than anything, just kind of enjoying that we could relax. But we're back to talking about football. The Browns will be back to OTA practices tomorrow on the field here in Berea for a three-day stretch, another three-day stretch of workouts. We're going to talk about that with Bernie Kosar. He joins the show, as he always does, and get some fresh takes from Bernie. We're also going to have a national perspective on the Browns and the league at large. Lots to talk about on items going on around the National Football League with our good buddy Jason Cole from YahooSports.com. Does a great job there. So we'll have Jason to cover the topics. His take on the Browns draft, what he thinks about it, and the impact it's had on the team. But then other issues like Drew Brees' contract with the Saints, to name a few, and some items in the AFC North that we want to kick around. And we always kick around your questions, your comments, the ones that you submit to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. You also can dial into our voicemail line and leave those messages that way. Have your voice heard on the show. A bunch of you have done that. If you're still interested in doing that, it's always there for you. 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459, locally 440-824-6134. From Facebook, Michael wants to ask this. We've had a lack of productivity from our wide receiver position over the years for a variety of reasons. Puts in parentheses, drop passes. Are things looking any better in this position, or are we going to have to rely on Trent Richardson heavily this year? Well, I think I can answer it with yes and yes. I mean, I think things are looking better based on a limited amount of what's been seen in non-contact workouts, in workouts where it's you're working against air and a script, and you know what it is. It's not football in its classic sense, so judgments have to be qualified. But I do like how the receivers have shown up for work from the offseason, in shape, ready, physically looking impressive. And you've heard it from others who've been on this show who've talked about that. And I think tomorrow we'll have an eye toward that again, and we'll have further updates on that whole issue of how these receivers are looking and how they're adapting. And again, I think there's more intensified coaching involved. I think they get good coaching from Mike Wilson, but I think it's ramped up by the presence of a Nolan Cromwell, the senior offensive assistant brought in from the St. Louis Rams, who has coached receivers before in his NFL coaching career, but offers that unique perspective as a former top safety in the league playing with the Rams, now looking at it from the perspective of a receivers coach, what you and what these guys face on the other side of the line. I think that's a dynamic that is so helpful to these players. And just his method, his coaching method, you hear him pretty vocal, pretty intense, challenges these guys, and I think that's helpful. And yes, the team will rely heavily on Trent Richardson this year. He's the workhorse back, the classic. He was drafted to be a contributor now. And in a league where people talk about how running backs, the importance of backs, is been minimized or trivialized or whatever the word is through the years because it's a pass-happy league. And it's sort of like in fashion for analysts to say that, in vogue, to say this is a pass-happy NFL. And I know numbers back that up. And I'm not disputing what the league is. But I think that applies less toward, you know, less when it comes to players who are your veteran types of backs versus a guy, again, out of the college ranks as a real talented, dynamic player like a Richardson is, and you put him on the field and he's productive for you, and you're also likely going through a process of starting a rookie quarterback and taking pressure off of him, making life easier for him. It would be the same whoever is at quarterback. You're lessening his burden by having a good back in the backfield. But it's a perfect transition if the quarterback is a rookie like Brandon Whedon is, and the running back is Trent Richardson, who's getting the load, the workload. James via Facebook: will we run more two tight ends this year? We have two tight ends that are very athletic. Both are 6'5" or slightly bigger. Talking about Evan Moore and Jordan Cameron. And yeah, I agree that two tight end sets, in the sense of using them as receivers, is possible, if that's what you're talking about. Traditionally, when you refer to two tight end sets, too, you're also talking about a blocking element. And with those two particular tight ends, I don't know if I see as much. In fact, I don't see as much in the way of blocking as I do if one of those tight ends is an Alex Smith, who is the best blocker, I think, of the whole group. And that's what's going to, I think, be his track to staying and being part of this football team as a blocker. And you know what Ben Watson can do also as a blocker, is a multi-dimensional talent, more so than I think the other guys. I think Moore, clearly we know, is a receiver, and Cameron, those athletic receiving skills that he brings to the table. But they're more receivers than they are blockers, and I think when you get into two tight end sets, especially when you got a back like Richardson, you're also looking for that blocking element. But I agree with you that, yes, you could use tight ends in multiple sets for passing reasons. All right, we are just getting this thing started, and we are going to have, in a couple of minutes, a conversation, our regular weekly visit with our good buddy Bernie Kosar. That is coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, which is driven by Liberty Ford. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Liberty Ford's Memorial Day event has been extended. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from, but the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Liberty has over 600 Fusions and Focuses available. Lease one for as low as $169 a month, or get 0% for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Fusion.
Liberty is in Spokane, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Farmer Heights, Vermillion.
Hey sports fans, Bernie Kosar here for Discount Drug Mart with a shopping experience that finally pays you back. Earn Pro Points today for your Discount Drug Mart Courtesy Plus card for Drug Mart cash or free Cleveland Browns merchandise. It's simple, fun, and rewarding. Only at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. You can earn your experiences money just can't buy.
You'll find everything in
Friday, June 22nd from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., Southeast Harley-Davidson presents the 23rd Annual Ferrari Night Car and Motorcycle Show. Raffle tickets are available now to win a 2012 Harley-Davidson Switchback motorcycle, with proceeds going to the Ghost Riders Foundation. Enjoy live music from national recording artist Tony Rio and Cleveland artist the Chauncey Shivas Band, and a motorcycle stunt show from the Contraband team. Be a part of the fun on Friday, June 22nd at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Recently, a group of burglars tried to break into my house, but thanks to my Alarm Force home alarm and video relay, the burglary was thwarted. Beyond that, the video evidence helped the police catch the burglars. See the full story at alarmforce.com and get your home alarm and video relay for only $199 and $35 per month.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Did you see that?
Taking the family golfing at Nemacolin was a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
The special tees for Sarah, the new clubs for me.
Sure.
Wow,
yeah.
Another par!
I certainly didn't expect her to do so well.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Visit Nemacolin.com for some unexpectedly affordable golf packages and new junior programs.
Yeah, I lost my ball. I can't find it anywhere.
And don't forget about the helpful PGA professionals at their acclaimed golf academy.
Calico Gals is a quilt shop and sewing center, and what was a hobby is now a thriving business. We were able to get the cash we needed to expand. It's really great to know you can take something you're passionate about and make it a business. My name is Angela. I'm a business banker at KeyBank. Calico Gals is my client.
At KeyBank, we get to know our customers. To us, they're a big deal. Visit key.com/big deal to make your business a priority. KeyBank, unlock your possibilities. KeyBank is member FDIC. All credit products are subject to credit approval.
Back with you on this Football Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This segment, it's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw.
He joins us now, the one and only Bernie Kosar, for his regular segment here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bern, how you doing, and how was your holiday weekend?
Hey, fantastic holiday weekend, and kind of still feel like today is Monday, but just getting into the groove.
Yeah, it has that feeling. Well, the Browns are going to get into their groove again. OTAs this week resuming, and I think it's just going to be a continuation story-wise, certainly the focus on the quarterback competition and the sense of how these two guys, Brandon Whedon, Colt McCoy, handle themselves. I would say that the consensus, though, after at least up to this point, is that Brandon Whedon is establishing himself as the clear favorite, and that goes beyond what Tom Heckert said publicly about that, but I mean, just on the field, the performance looks to be that he's the guy throwing the ball the best.
Well, you know what, a couple points kind of crossed my mind. One, from a general standpoint, that a lot of times it's not said, but you know, in OTAs, in the spring, mini camps, when you come back from a extended holiday weekend like Memorial Day, albeit World Peace, Ron Artest, thought it was Labor Day from his tweet. But you come back from a longer weekend, coaches, front office, scouts, they actually want to see what players are attentive and sharp and ready to go that first day, too, after a long weekend. Somewhat of a little quiet sign to see who's really focused and who's kind of got other interests in mind. But from the quarterback standpoint, you know, Brandon Whedon and his understanding and physical gifts, you know, I think it's been pretty clear in the first week or two of the OTAs and of the time he's been allowed to be here. I caution, and this is where Howard Schnellenberger said this to me when I was competing against Vinny Testaverde early at University of Miami. He goes, physical tools are obviously great to have, but the quarterback position is one position where mentally it's really imperative that you have your game down and you understand how to react in the heat of battle when you at 220 pounds, 230 pounds, are getting run over by that 300-pound guy. You understand how to make that 18-yard comeback throw, that 20-yard square in throw on 3rd and 10, and be able to make those plays. Or more importantly, don't make the bad plays under duress. So, yeah, from a standpoint of just physical tools, it's been a very impressive start for Brandon Whedon. But the quarterback position, really, when it's live, and you only get live in games and in those preseason games, is the true test to come.
And the thing, Bernie, is we know Colt McCoy has said all the right things about this competition, as we expected him to do, and that he's in there to compete, that it's about the team and so forth. All the things that you'd expect him to say, and that I think he said and handled quite well. Beyond that, the worst-case scenario to me for Colt McCoy, if he ends up as a backup in this scenario with the Browns or perhaps with someone else, it's still one of only 64 spots in this league at the quarterback position to be someone's backup. I'm not saying that that's a consolation for McCoy, but it's not like he would, I don't think he'd fall off the face of the earth.
Yeah, well said, Vic. Well, really well said. In your early 20s, are you able to analyze, perceive, and look at it like you said and I'm agreeing with? Probably not. But a lot of us read the article this past weekend on Jamal Lewis. We've all kind of talked in directly or indirectly about the concussion issue, the injuries, the beating that sometimes football players take, especially quarterbacks who are undersized in comparison to the people hitting them. So if you're a quarterback, young like Colt McCoy or whoever, and you're able to be on the team, you're only one of 50 or 60 guys that can play this position in the United States, and you gain experience, and you're not deteriorating your body by taking those excessive hits, you could, if you deserve to be in the league and you can make plays, you will get those reps and those opportunities on the backside of your career like Steve Young got. You know, Steve Young wasn't festive. He wasn't happy being behind, being at Tampa, and then being behind Joe Montana for, what is it, 3 or 4 years of not playing. But because he wasn't taking the pounding and his body didn't get broken down, he was able to get those years back. He handled himself the right way. He conducted himself the right way. More importantly, he learned the game and learned how to make plays. And when he got his chance, he made the most of it.
Visiting with Bernie Kosar, our regular here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bernie, as we look at the Browns defense and see the potential for a couple of, well, certainly in the case of Phil Taylor, a guy expected to miss a good chunk of the year, perhaps a minimum of half of it, with the torn pec injury that he suffered. And then beyond that is Scott Fujita with the 3-game suspension that he's supposed to miss over the whole Bounty Gate thing. How concerned are you about the implications of this? And then when you look at what the Browns defense can do to overcome these injuries, injury and suspension issues on their starting unit, how do you expect them to cope with it?
Well, that is the million-dollar question from a defensive standpoint, and what probably has Coach Dick Duron up at night and up early trying to figure out. Coach Duron, no question, is one of the top-tier coaches in our league, and we're very fortunate to have somebody of his caliber manning our defense. Did a phenomenal job last year. You don't even have to question nor debate that he will get the most out of this defense and these guys this year. His track record is impeccable at doing that. That being said, Phil Taylor came in as a rookie. Tom Heckard, a lot of people said, who is this kid? When we drafted him, I think he really showed that he's somebody stout in the middle of your defense that could control and help dominate the game. Losing a guy of that nature and then putting in, whether it's Hughes from Cincy or Billy Wynn from Boise State, it's a tall, tall order. And right now, I like to say it's not a problem, but right now, especially from a depth perspective, I don't really know how many more injuries we could withstand, because I think you're okay right now, but the depth behind the next wave of injuries, we hope they don't come, because you're kind of really, I think, at your boundaries right now.
When Alex Smith was talking about the yards, the big yards that quarterbacks put up in games versus, say, what he has done, and he used in particular the example of Cam Newton and saying a lot of it came in games where the Panthers are trailing and therefore it's misleading to see, you know, the numbers he put up there, and essentially challenging the quality of Newton's rookie season in 2011, despite all that great production that he had. And it's created this back and forth, because you know certainly Cam's teammates are standing up saying he's the better quarterback, and who's Alex Smith to call him out, the 49ers quarterback, so on and so forth. But I just wonder where you weigh in on all that, Bernie.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And funny, I think, to hear guys, stick to your own job, stick to your own team. You both are right in a way, and you're both wrong in a way. I love the loyalty that you're showing to your guy. The quarterbacks are leaders. They need to be above that. They definitely don't need to get back in that back and forth. Look, at I never felt, and even to this day, I was doing a talk with a friend of mine the other day about, do you feel you have to tell people how you're doing, what you're doing, justify yourself? You don't have to. These guys, Alex Smith went to the NFC Championship game. Cam Newton was the NFL Rookie of the Year. They both had fantastic years, and in their own way did incredible things. They don't need to get down into the minutia of this stuff and debate that type stuff. They both in their own way have done really good things, and to continue, I believe, continue to do these good things, which is not easy to do, you really imperatively have to pay attention to just yourself. I'm not going to pay attention if I'm Alex Smith to Cam Newton. I want to know what the San Francisco 49ers are doing, what Randy Moss is doing, what Vernon Davis is doing, making sure Gore is healthy and Coach Harbaugh's plays. Stick to what I could do and what I could control.
Well, Bernie, great breakdown as always, and we look forward to talking with you again soon, my friend.
Sounds good.
He is Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Liberty Ford's Memorial Day event has been extended. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from. But the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for as low as $199 a month. Hurry, these offers won't last long.
Liberty, Lincoln, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Fight Nights are back at Quaker Steak and Lube. Every Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube at Valley View and Vermilion. Every Thursday in Sheffield, Mentor, and Austintown. And every Monday in Boardman. Join us each week for great music, events, and prize giveaways. Check out The Lube on Facebook for updates, specials, and events each week. Or check us out on the web at thelube.com.
Now is the time to become a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder.
We're pretty fired up. We're really excited about the guys we got today.
Browns season tickets start at $32 per game, a significant savings over single-game prices.
The end result is scoring points and winning games, and so that's what we're trying to do.
Other benefits include flexible payment options, discounted parking, and more.
And I'm here today in your face, and I'm a Cleveland Brown.
Unite with the Cleveland Browns. Call now, 440-824-3434.
Hey Browns fans, Carex Health Brands knows that being a football fan can be tough on your body. If your muscles are sore or your joints are stiff after hours of cheering on your favorite team, try Carex Bed Buddy Hot Cold Therapy products. Their doctor-recommended moist heat is strong enough to penetrate sore muscles on or off the field. Carex Health Brands' complete line of home health care products, including hot cold therapy, medication organizers, and bath safety equipment, can be found at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hey, are you interested in the thrill of roller coasters? Are you up for having some fun?
Or interested in meeting your favorite ESPN Cleveland personalities like Hammer? If you answered yes to any of these questions, gotta join us. June 22nd, Cedar Point. It's the annual ESPN Cleveland Day at the Park. We'll be broadcasting live from Cedar Point.
The day gets kicked off with the really big show broadcasting live 9 to 1. The Hooligans gonna be live on hand 3 to 6 and 3 deep from 7 to 9.
Mark it on your calendar. ESPN Cleveland Day at the Park, June 22nd. Cedar Point, see you there.
Here are some insights for business owners looking for a banking relationship from Dan Mock, District Business Banking Leader for KeyBank.
If I was advising a business owner on the questions that they should ask potential bankers, I would suggest that they ask about the experience and expertise of the banker. But this could be different for everybody, but my suggestion would be for that business owner to ask questions that will help you get to know the person as if you were considering them for a position on your management team. Because successful business owners, you know, it's all about the people that you work with. And so my experience is that successful business owners choose the banker that they know they're going to be able to trust and rely on, like somebody that's a member of their team.
For more information about finding a banker that's right for you, start a conversation with a KeyBank relationship manager today at 877-KEY2BIZ. KeyBank is member FDIC.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Back with you on this Football Tuesday edition. Ask Vic, always driven by Liberty Ford. We take the questions and comments you submit to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages, and we answer or discuss on the air. Jordan from Facebook. Have the Browns made any changes to the offense play-wise? Jordan, specifically, I'm not going to answer that and tell you these are the plays. But generally, yeah, there's going to be new stuff in the offense. And it's not just supposition. I mean, I know you could make that assumption just on the presence of a Brad Childress as a new offensive coordinator here working in conjunction with Pat Shurmur, but bringing ideas, because they had, yeah, for all the years they worked together in Philadelphia as assistant coaches, Brad went on to become a head coach in Minnesota, worked with different coaches there, and even though he brought very similar ideas, philosophies that he had used with Shurmur, with Andy Reid in Philly, you tweak and come up with newer stuff or versions, variations and versions of what you were doing and find better ways of doing it. And the same with Pat Shurmur. He's come up with different ways of doing some things that the Eagles, that were done with the Eagles, but very similar terminology, because again, coaches know what they know. They follow that lineage, that coaching lineage. But in a real sense here, the collaboration of them, the presence of another new voice in Nolan Cromwell, having those thoughts and then having another new face in a Tim Houck, even though he's a secondary coach, he comes in from the defensive side, just different things that he's aware of that can be injected and brought into the fold because of ideas that he has seen elsewhere. And that's what much of coaching is before or between games, is exchange of ideas, and then you see what you like best. Ultimately, it's going to be Shurmur's final call and idea of what's going to be used. But yeah, I will suspect, and I'm positive, there are different plays. And I'll stop it at that. I won't go into specifics of what these plays are, what they look like, but you'll see some differences. And yes, you'll also see plays that are new because they are contoured to the talents of the people that you bring in. So there are new players on this football team, as you well know. And you could very well and very likely be seeing a new quarterback. So with Brandon Whedon, there's going to be certain plays that I think inserted in the game, in the playbook, and then in game plans to suit his skill set and Trent Richardson's skill set, especially. Speaking of Trent Richardson, Kevin wants to know, how has Trent Richardson been looking so far, and do you think he's going to have a big rookie season? From what you can glean in non-contact sessions, with the defense really not playing in anger, and for that part, for the most part, the offense not playing that much in anger, I like what I see a lot, and so do many others. His general movement, the athleticism, the size, the imposing physique, all that stuff, and the ability that it looks like to catch the ball, to go to the right place most of the time. He's still learning. We had Gary Brown, the Browns running backs coach, on the show last week, and he was referencing still that it's a learning process for Richardson, as it would be for any rookie, to pick up the plays, to know everything he's doing exactly. And is he doing everything exactly right? No. But you would expect as much. And it's not just running with the football, following the right holes, or catching the football, running the right patterns and such, the timing of all that. It's also blitz pickup, blocking. Where are you, and reacting to what he sees on the defense. There's drills set up to just sort of get yourself in place to do that. Know, make the correct reads, and know where you're supposed to be at all times. And as he picks that up, and I think he's picking it up reasonably well from what I can tell, and from what I can hear from around the building, just from being in this place in Berea. And the other part of your question, big rookie season, absolutely. I mean, I think it's realistic for two reasons, two simple reasons. A, he's talented enough, and there's that universal feeling when you talk with people around the league that he has that kind of skill. We'll get Jason Cole's take on that, the YahooSports.com writer. That'll be coming up a little bit later in the show, columnist, about Richardson. But I believe there's that. And the other reason is simple, is he's going to get the carries. He's going to get the workload to show what he can do as a runner and a receiver. And that's what can define a big rookie season, is having chances to do that. In a balanced offense, an offense that will not abandon the pass, by the way. The idea will be the running game will play a large part in helping to open that up. Daniel, via Facebook, with the new additions and emerging players, why aren't media and fans' expectations higher? Well, I don't know. I don't know if they're low, per se. We do get our share of negative comments and commentary here. But I think in general, on a national scale, Daniel, the reaction's positive. I think most people are giving the Browns two thumbs up, at least, for, well, you only got two, but I mean, if they had more thumbs, they would give more. But they're giving them, you know, two thumbs up for the work that's been done in this draft. And they're giving them, I think, generally, the idea that you could see improvement. I don't know that people are equating that with what kind of a record they see in 2012, but I think they see a better football team. And I think the only other reason why maybe the expectations get tempered, this would be my guess, and I just can't assume. I would say the most common reactions you hear or criticisms are not enough done at wide receiver, and I hear that. You hear that a ton locally, but I think that comes up in a national sense. And the division, the AFC North being what it is, being as difficult as it is. And how do you make headway in a division that is as strong as the North is, that has the quality of teams that division has? Zachary from Facebook wants to know, is Brandon Whedon going to start? And if he does, will Colt McCoy be traded? I think the first answer to the first question is yes, I think he's going to start. I expect him to. I don't, and this is the presumption that he doesn't make any backslide, that he continues to grow with the workload he's getting. Workload is the operative word in answering the second part of your question. McCoy's future, whether or not he's traded or if he is traded, I think a big factor in that is giving a fair amount of work to Whedon. And what is a fair amount of work? You know, snaps in practice. How do you parcel those out? Because if you're not giving him the fullest amount in the offseason, you're cheating him. You're cheating his chances, I think, as a rookie, especially as a guy who needs the most work of any of the quarterbacks here, as far as repetition, to be everything you want him to be. He needs that in practice. And if you have another quarterback, i.e. Colt McCoy, who is effectively, he's the incumbent starter. I mean, he was the incumbent guy, and he's getting his share of reps. You're taking reps away from Whedon. So I think that's what the power, brain trust here, the people in power who make these decisions, they're going to have to take a hard look at that, I think, and then come up with a decision. I don't know that there's any hurry, though, Zach. I really don't know that it's happening anytime soon, but I do think as these days play out, these next few days of OTAs and followed by a mini camp, I think how everything is unfolding with the number of reps and such in those sessions is going to impact the decision ultimately. All right, we are going to take a national view of this team and of the league as a whole. A guy named Jason Cole, you know that name if you read and follow the NFL. He's the outstanding columnist for YahooSports.com. He's going to join us right here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, and you are listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Liberty Ford's Memorial Day event has been extended. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from. But the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Liberty has over 400 Escapes available. Get 0% for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back. Or lease one for as low as $179 a month.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a loo.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and Lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cobb, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a loo.
Hi, gang, Riz here, and if you love to play golf
and your kids love to swim,
call Medina Country Club. It's perfect for any family. I belong there. I absolutely love it. You play three of the best courses in Northeast Ohio, too, not just one. Call this number, 330-416-6802. 330-416-6802. It's so affordable, you won't believe it. Call Michelle, 330-416-6802. Make memories that last a lifetime at Medina Country Club.
Friday, June 22nd from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., Southeast Harley-Davidson presents the 23rd annual Ferrari Night Car and Motorcycle Show. Raffle tickets are available now to win a 2012 Harley-Davidson Switchback motorcycle with proceeds going to the Ghost Riders Foundation. Enjoy live music from Nashville recording artist Tony Rio and Cleveland artist the Chauncey Shivas Band and a motorcycle stunt show from the Contraband team. Be a part of the fun on Friday, June 22nd at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
It's the final days of Nissan's national tent event. Get here by May 31st and get up to an additional $1,000 holiday bonus cash on top of existing offers on select sedans, crossovers, trucks, and SUVs. Don't miss huge savings plus bonus cash on our best-selling vehicles. Hurry to Nissan's national tent event now with up to $1,000 bonus cash on top of existing offers. For more special savings, visit ChooseNissan.com. Test drive at your local Nissan dealer today. It all absolutely ends by May 31st. So get to Nissan for amazing tent event deals and holiday bonus cash.
1,000 bonus cash on Murano, Titan, Armada, Pathfinder, Xterra, and Frontier. 500 bonus cash on Altima, Rogue, Juke, Maxima, and Versa hatchback. On lease and purchase, see dealer for details. From new dealer stock, valid 525 to 531-12.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And now is the time to become a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. Browns season tickets start at only $32 a game. That's a significant savings over single game prices. Other benefits include flexible payment options, discounted parking, and much, much more. Unite with the Cleveland Browns. You call now, 440-824-3434, or visit clevelandbrowns.com. And coming up now, a discussion. We'd call it our National Perspective segment here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Very happy to have on the line with us right now our good friend from Yahoo Sports, Jason Cole. Jason, how you doing, my friend?
I'm fantastic. What's going on, Vic?
Well, let's start this off as we like to do with National Perspective here on the Browns. How much better do you think this team is now that it's gone through the draft and picked up Trent Richardson and Brandon Whedon?
Well, I like Trent Richardson a lot, even though it's not really a running back era. You got a good player there, and you got a guy who you can... It gives you a weapon on offense who will help the quarterback out. Now, is he going to be, Eric Dickerson or, Adrian Peterson or somebody who's, justifies a top-end draft pick at running back? I don't know about that because, again, this is a throwing era, and you really got to generate so much more out of your offense at wide receiver. I'm still concerned about Cleveland at wide receiver, but look, you got a really good football player in Trent Richardson. I like him a lot. As for Brandon Whedon, I have concerns about Whedon because I think whatever he is now as an athlete and as a quarterback, he's not going to get much better than that because he is at 28 going on 29. You got to get him out on the field right away to make him pay off as a first-round draft pick. So there's a fair amount of pressure, even though he's not a high first-round draft pick at quarterback. There's just an awful lot of expectation because he's got to get on the field to justify that pick pretty much right away.
Now, when we look around the rest of the NFL, there's a piece you have on YahooSports.com about Drew Brees and his contract talks with the Saints. And you make an interesting point, Jason, about the collective bargaining agreement that was put in place almost a year ago, that it may not work in favor of the Saints in these negotiations.
Right. There's a question about whether Drew Brees' contract in the second, like, say you can't get a deal done now, that he has to play on the franchise tag. There's an assumption on New Orleans' part that his contract, which is about $16.3 million right now, would only go up 120% next year, which is it would go to roughly $20 million. So they're looking at saying, look, we at the worst-case scenario, we have Drew Brees under control for the next 2 years at roughly $36 million, maybe $37 million. That's a pretty reasonable price. It sounds like a lot to you and me, which it is. But it's a pretty reasonable price for a quarterback of that talent.
Relatively speaking.
Relatively speaking. On the flip side of it, the NFL Players Association believes, now it hasn't filed any kind of grievance in this matter, but it believes that because Drew Brees was franchised once before in his career, this is the second year that he's been franchised technically. Once happened earlier when he was in San Diego in 2005. This is the second time. They believe that if they got franchised again next year, that would be the third time. And that's not a 120% increase. It's a 144% increase. And therefore, his contract would go nearly $24 million. And that's all of a sudden $40 million over the next 2 years. And now all of a sudden the equation changes a lot, especially when you have that huge jump and the second year of that, when you're talking about 2013. And don't think that these contracts aren't well thought out in terms of where's the cap space over the next 3 to 5 years. That's a careful consideration for the Saints, and it's very important in terms of the leverage for Drew Brees. So depending on how this situation is read, I think it has potential to have great impact to force something to get done, probably sometime in July, because the Saints will probably want to remove some doubt, as will Drew Brees.
Visiting with Jason Cole from YahooSports.com. Check out his great work there. Jason, a little news today on the front of television and football. Hard Knocks, the series that I've always thought was one of the very best football programs going, has a team, finally. The Miami Dolphins will be this year's featured team in the series. And I wondered, I know that's a team you know well because you formerly covered the Dolphins. Knowing them as a club right now that is in transition, that is trying to get back to relevancy, has a new coach in Joe Philbin, and has an owner in Stephen Ross who wants to bring as much attention, I guess, to it as possible off the field. How do you see this move? Because a lot of teams apparently were not in favor of doing this, and NFL Films, which is producing the show, struggled to find a team. The league did struggle to find a team that would participate.
Yeah, I think that the format is getting a little bit old for teams. Really don't want the cameras to be as intrusive as they are. I think that ultimately most teams feel that this is more harm than good. I'm really wondering, look, I understand the Dolphins are in a lot of trouble here in terms of public perception, especially down in Miami. Their season ticket sales are still in the low 30,000. It's probably going to set a record for the worst season ticket sales that they've ever had, probably since the 60s when the team, you know, was first started. There's a real hope that Ryan Tannehill, their first-round draft pick, has to make it, has to be the guy. I wouldn't want to do Hard Knocks if I had a first-year head coach who was trying to straighten out the locker room, trying to get control of the team, trying to make very difficult decisions on who to cut and who not to cut. So to me, this is a very forced fit. I think it's probably very much forced by ownership, wanting to get the attention that you just talked about, even though they deny that. So I'm a little uncomfortable with this one, but it's probably the only way to save the series at this point in time, because, again, there weren't a whole lot of teams interested. I will say one thing, however, on a good note, Ryan Tannehill's wife will probably be quite photogenic at Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
And will be well represented if the cameramen have anything to say about it.
Could be a chance for a Star Is Born there, for sure.
She'd be the one star on that team.
In that regard. Hey, Jason, how about this? The Detroit Lions talk about a coach who's not a happy guy, Jim Schwartz, speaking about the latest in a series of problems with some of his players, especially the group that was drafted last year. Four of the five of them having some issues off the field. Nick Fairley, for the second time, being arrested. And Schwartz talking about, you know, this is something that obviously upsets him and should. But the idea that he also says that these actions of a few kind of painting the entire team, kind of painting the taking that broad brush and saying it's like a team of bad guys, and he certainly doesn't want anything to do with that, especially with a Lions team that offers so much promise, I think, and hope for improvement.
Yeah, I hear that from Jim, and I really, really like Jim Schwartz. He's a really smart guy. But Jim has to know that he's brought some of this on himself, okay? And that is, you know, there are certain guys on that team that they've drafted, whether it be Nick Fairley, who was, you know, perceived as a high-risk guy, who didn't always put a high priority on football coming out of Auburn, and, you know, Ndamukong Suh, who, you know, obviously has his issues. I mean, you know, Jim Schwartz has bought some of this himself, and he's going to have to find a way to fix it. And he's going to have to find a way to fix it after sending pretty much a message of cross-purpose. Taking these guys. Now, Fairley was a good draft pick regardless. I mean, nobody will talk me out of that because I think he was number 14 or 15 in the draft that year. That was a very, very good value for that kind of that good a football player. But you got to control these guys. There's no question about it. You got to make sure that they put a very high priority of being good football players. And it's, again, it's always one thing to have a good time. It's another thing to be stupid. And right now, Nick Fairley is on the stupid side of it, and he's got probably too many of those guys. And they're sort of making a quorum among themselves.
A couple of situations in the AFC North that I know will interest Browns fans, just to hear your takes. Jason, Ray Rice still not signed with the Ravens. John Harbaugh does not sound all that concerned about it. What are you hearing about that?
John Harbaugh is subscribing to the old Brian Billick theory that the offseason's about money, and he's right about that. They're not real close on getting a deal done. I don't think, you know, with Matt Forte still sitting out there, I know he believes he's worth more than Matt Forte. You just got the deal done with LeSean McCoy, which a lot of agents are saying is not a particularly good deal, even though it's got $20 million in guaranteed money, because it's really a six-year deal. Look, Ray Rice is one of the most versatile running backs, you know, great pass catcher, you know, very good runner from, you know, from scrimmage. And I think that he does believe that he's worth every penny and probably a little bit more than LeSean McCoy, probably worth more than Matt Forte. But because of the way the contracts are coming in right now, this is probably going to be a difficult situation. I would say that this one's going to come right down to that, you know, July 15th, July 16th deadline to get a long-term deal done. The other thing is, look, with the running back position, you don't want to overpay by too much. So it's really in the Ravens' interest to let him play it out on a franchise tag as long as they can.
The other AFC North item of interest, James Ferrier saying he's thinking about retirement. The old saying, Marv Levy used to say this, when you're thinking about retirement as a player, or maybe
you're already retired. Yep. Yep. James Ferrier is already retired, pretty much. Great career. Fantastic career. Probably a buck short of Hall of Fame, or a buck or two short of Hall of Fame, but a great career. The Steelers knew this was coming. You know, and they've been sort of holding it off here for a couple of years. They probably can't replace him this year, but I would think that they will. You know, they'll find an inside linebacker probably by next year's draft. I would think that Steelers are probably trying to coax him into playing one more year to try and get through that, but make sure that they have somebody set for the transition next year.
Great stuff, Jason. As always, we appreciate you taking the time, my friend.
No problem, anytime.
All right, he is Jason Cole from YahooSports.com. Check out his great work there. Joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Liberty Ford's Memorial Day event has been extended. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from, but the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Liberty has over 600 Fusions and Focuses available. Lease one for as low as $169 a month, or get 0% for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Fusion.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Now is the time to become a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder.
We're pre-firing up. We're really excited about the guys we got today.
Browns season tickets start at $32 per game, a significant savings over single game prices.
The end result is scoring points and winning games, and so that's what we're trying to do.
Other benefits include flexible payment options, discounted parking, and more.
And I'm here today in your face, and I'm a Cleveland Brown.
Unite with the Cleveland Browns. Call now, 440-824-3434.
Fight Nights are back at Quaker Steak and Lube. Every Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube at Valley View and Vermilion. Every Thursday in Sheffield, Mentor, and Austintown. And every Monday in Boardman. Join us each week for great music, events, and prize giveaways. Check out the Lube on Facebook for updates, specials, and events each week. Or check us out on the web at thelube.com.
Come to Goldsmith and get custom fit for your new set of clubs. They're so confident you'll play better, they'll guarantee it, or they'll take them back. No questions asked. What more do you need? Because they probably got that too. Make every swing count. Only at Goldsmith.
I'm a global force because I have connections.
I get deals done because I have connections.
I'm a profit-making, sales-generating, economy-shaping machine because I have connections.
In business, every connection matters. Connect with Cox Business and power your business with reliable connections through Cox Voice, Data, and TV Solutions. And take advantage of our special offer. Get voice and internet from Cox Business for only $89 per month. Plus, ask about office networking. Switch to Cox Business today, because every connection matters. Call Cox Business at 1-866-687-0522. That's 1-866-687-0522. Or go to coxbusiness.com.
Offer expires July 1st, 2012 and is available to new subscribers in Cox wired serviceable areas of Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Cleveland. Call Cox Business for details. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2012 Cox Communications, New England, Ohio. All rights reserved.
It's time for your Static Windows, Static Window Weather Report for tonight's 7:05 game between the Tribe and Royals at Progressive Field. Expect it to be in the high 70s. Rain will go away. It'll be a beautiful night for a ball game. I'm Mark Bishop with your Static Weather Window Report.
Place to get your tickets is Amazing Tickets. Red Hot Tribe tickets are available for the entire season. Get the seats you want. Great lower levels to box seats behind the dugouts. Contact Mark Klang at Amazing Tickets. 216-591-1800. 216-591-1800. And don't forget, football season will get here before you know it. BrownsTickets.com. Great place to get tickets today. Call Amazing. 216-591-1800 or AmazingTickets.com.
Liberty Ford's Memorial Day event has been extended. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from. But the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for as low as $199 a month. Hurry, these offers won't last long.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, the Football Tuesday edition. Ask Vic, driven by Liberty Ford. More of your questions and comments. We love getting these and we love answering them. Dusty from Facebook, Browns official Facebook page. With the diminishing role of kick returner in the NFL, do you think Josh Cribbs could find traction as a running back option taking swing passes out of the backfield? Do you think his speed and size and ability, paired with less restrictions on how people are allowed to defend him, would make him effective in this role? I think that's interesting, and Pat Shurmur's talked about this. It's something that's definitely on the mind of Shurmur, of this coaching staff, under the general heading of get the ball in Cribbs' hand as much as possible, in his hands as much as possible. Because he's that good and that explosive, and I think you want to utilize him. I don't know that the kickoff, the diminishing of kickoffs and the rules that sort of hamper that or minimize his role is the full drive for this. I mean, the idea of, theoretically not involving him in more roles other than kickoff is designed so that he doesn't, He's fresh enough to be an effective kick returner. Yeah, we get that. But you saw what he did as a receiver last year, catching enough passes. Not that on this team was such the greatest shakes of all or the greatest indicator of success, but given the offense's general lack of success. But he was the number two receiver on the team when it wasn't his design role going into the season. And I think you can use him, put him in the backfield, put him out at receiver, catch those types of passes that you're describing, the bubble screen type of passes, or just anything that gets the ball to him in space. And I could see him utilized quite a bit with that. Truly lining up, let's put it this way. If you got a backfield that has a guy named Trent Richardson in it, I don't know how often you want a receiver or receiver/kick returner lined up in the backfield. I think most of your backfield plays are going to be reserved for that guy. It's not to say you can't get clever with your strategy or have some gimmicks here and there. Not against that, but I don't want gimmicks in lieu of or gimmicks to define what your offense is. I'm more of the meat and potatoes, run it well, throw it well with your standard stuff because your people are good enough to execute. And I think you can put in the so-called cute stuff when it's necessary. And we know that Pat Shurmur is not opposed to cute. Robbie, how do you think Trent Richardson, he asked, how well do I see Trent Richardson fitting and adapting in the offense? I think he's going to fit well and adapt well. I think the design of this offense will give him maximum opportunities to do the things that he does best, and that includes catching the football. And I think that's a big part of the equation, as well as blitz pickup. Corey, with Phil Taylor going down with the injury. How well will the Browns fill the void? Well, right now it's the John Hughes, Billy Winn option. We talked about that earlier in the show with Bernie Kosar. And it's everybody else. It's Scott Paxton. It's Brian Schaefering. It's whoever emerges. It's Frosty Rucker, who's got that versatility, I think, at end to kind of play inside. And Jaquay Parker, I think the other newcomer. We'll see what he's all about. He's got the size, I think, to deal with that position, to deal with working inside. We want to thank Bernie Kosar. We want to thank Jason Cole and Drew Boatner. We want to thank Danielle Lavelli and our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.